Shalom Aleichem. Today, for the Bnei Ashkenaz, we're getting ready for Slichos on Motzei Shabbos. In addition to, obviously, Parsha Shavua is Parshas Kisavo. I thought perhaps that we could combine really the two ideas, and I thought perhaps it was a little bit malachuti on my part. Perhaps I've manufactured it, my creating connections, but I found a fascinating Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, Beparshas Bikurim Nizkar Yud Gimel Pamim Shem Havaya Keneged Shlosh Asar Midos Shel Rachamim. Look at that. Meshech Chochma said it, not me. Meshech Chochma said it. In Parshas Bikurim, there are 13 mentionings, right? The Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is mentioned 13 times, parallel to the 13 Midos of Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Vachanun, Erech, Apayim, Rav Chesed, Vemes, Notze Chesed, Lalofim, Nosei Avon, Vafesha, Vechato, Venake. Going with the approach of the Gra, others, though that's not the only approach, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is starting from Kael and ending with Nake. And the Meshech Chochma points out that there are 13 references to the Shem Yudke Vavke in Parshas Bikurim, and those are parallel to the 13 attributes of mercy, Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which are the foundation, they are the bedrock of our slichos, which we will start mitzvah shemotzei Shabbos. He even notes that in Parshas Kisisa, at the end of the discussion of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, after the Chet HaEgel, what does it say at the very end of that Parsha? Reishis Bikurei Admoscha. Tavi. The closure of that section of the Chumash in Parshas Kisisa, which speaks about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, ends off with Reishis Bikurei Admoscha, the din of Bikurim. Afterwards it says Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalevi Mo. Interesting also. Bikurim, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalevi Mo, and that's it. Fascinating. So let's look at it, and I think this will be very useful for us. Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Shmo. It says, "Vayaki savor la oretz asher Hashem kecho nosin lachon nachalovi v'ishtom yishav tabav l'kachtom pri merishis kol pri adama shetaviat ma'atzecha." Asher Hashem Elokecha nosin loch, v'samta v'atene v'alachte el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shmo sham. When you should come to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem gives you an inheritance within which to dwell, you'll take your first fruits, and you will bring them in a basket, and you'll go to the makom, i.e. the Beis HaMikdash, asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha, the Shaken Shmosham, where Hashem has determined that his name shall dwell there in a more revealed fashion, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'asel HaKohen, and you shall come to the Kohen Sheyeh B'Avimahem. We only have the Kohen in your days. Let's not talk about previous generations. You have the Kohen of your generation. V'amar Te'lav, and you shall say to him, Higanti Ayom LaHashem Elokecha, I say today before Hashem Elokecha, before Rabbonu Shalom, Kivasi Ela Oretz Asher Nishba Hashem Lavosenu Loses Lanu. And you shall say before him, I have come to land that Hashem promised to my forefathers. Says Rashi, V'amarti Elav She'incha Kofui Tova. You're not kofa, you're not hiding, you're not covering up the Tova. You are a Makir Tov. You recognize the Tov that Hashem has given to you. This is the beginning of Parshas Bikurim. V'lakach hatena biyodecha, And he'll take the basket from your hands, afnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, before the mizbeach, before the altar, there in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'anisa, and you'll declare, va'amart, and you'll say, lefnei Hashem Elokecha, arami oved avi. There are different ways to explain this pasuk, arami oved avi. But one of them is definitely that there was an Aramean who wanted to destroy my father. Who was that Aramean? Lavan. Vayerid Mitzrayim avyaga sham b'mesei ma'ot vahi sham l'goy gadol otzum v'rav. What a brief synopsis of millennia of Jewish history. Arami oved avi. Lavan the Arami wished to destroy my father. Vayerid Mitzrayim. And my father went down to Mitzrayim and Yaakov. Vayagar sham b'misei me'at. He there dwelled, few in number. Vayisham l'goy gadol atzum v'rav. And there he became a great nation. Can you imagine? Some Jew is coming from the Etzba Galil, the northern part of Eretz Israel. He's bringing his first fruits. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And he makes this declaration, which is seems to be a survey course in Jewish history, briefer you can't get. Amakatova, I am living the land that Hashem promised my forefathers. And now, in a brief snippet, let's describe Jewish history. Arami Oved Avi. What's going on here exactly? So again, there are many ways to explain even the words Arami Oved Avi. But the Maase Hashem, Rav Elazar Ashkenazi, says an unbelievable perush. If you remember when Lavan caught up with Yaakov, and he suspected that Yaakov had stolen his trophim, a form of Avodah Zarah with which he used to be able to divine the future. We won't go into all the details what these trophim were, but they were a form of divining the future, in which a person who was a manipulator, like Lavan, the used car salesman that he was, the liar, Lavan Arami, Lavan Haramai, Ramai and Arami, same letters. So this was an invaluable tool for him. The Mila disappear. Of course, we know that Rachel took them. She wanted to cause her father to stop using them. It saves her father. It also saves the Chil Hashem, that this manipulator is able to divine what appears to be the future. Whatever the case may be. But in any event, Lavan thinks that Yaakov has stolen them. And Yaakov hasn't stolen them. He hasn't stolen them. So now, this is described as Arami Oved Avi. Why? Why is he Arami Oved Avi? Why is he coming to destroy Yaakov? What's so terrible about him? Again, there are a lot of ways to understand it. But says the Maase Hashem, when Lavan catches up with Yaakov, he says, Nichsof nichsafta la beis avicha, lama ganavta Elohai. You yearned to go back to the house of your fathers. Nichsof nichsafta la beis avicha. You wanted to go home to your father's way of life, to Yitzchak Avinu's way of life, to the way of Kedusha, to the way of Avram, to the way of Yitzchak. Lama ganavta Elohai. Why'd you steal my gods? In other words, says the Maase Hashem, if you had stolen my gods, because I influenced you, that would have been a success. You would have been a chip off the old block. That would have been my success story. I transformed Yaakov into one of us. A manipulator, a controller, a self-made man. Right? In which case, your stealing of the trophy would have made sense, because you want to use them also. In which case, maybe I'd be a little bit miffed that you stole my trophim. But on the other hand, I'd be pleased with punch. But that's not the case, Lavan says. Nechsof nechsaf lebeis avicha. You end up going to your father's house. You're giving up all that you had in Aram. All that you could have had. I could have set you up in business, my business, the business of chicanery. And you're abandoning that. You want to go back to the life of your father and your grandfather. In which case, Lama ganavta Elohai, why'd you steal my gods? This is the Arami Oved Avi. this is the way that Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov. He wanted to pervert his faith. He wanted to pervert his worldview. Some say that because Lavan, as it were, tricked Yaakov into marrying Leah first, this created a certain amount of tension in the house, dissension. From this came the dissension in the ranks that led to the selling of Yosef, and so on and so forth, and we wound up in Mitzrayim. Vayirim Mitzrayim, Avayaga Sham b'Mesem Ad, Vayisham L'Goy Gadol L'Tzum V'Rav. Broad strokes. Vayarei Osam HaMitzim V'Anuno V'Itnu Alina Avodah Kasha. Difficult times. Difficult times. The Jewish people went through difficult times. So look at the pattern unfolding here. That this farmer, from the Etzba Galil, from the upper finger of the Galil, he's come all the way down from Avivim, right? Or near Kiryat Shmona. He's come all the way down to bring his Bikurim, his first fruits, and he declares, I'm not Kofui Tova. I recognize what you have given me, the gift you've given to me. And I recount now that there are forces against the Jewish people. Arami Ovid Avi, the people who are manipulators, the people who live in such an egocentric universe that the idea of being a servant of Hashem is an anathema to them. And, right, and then we wound up in Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim made our lives miserable. They made our lives miserable. We suffered there. So we're going to go through hard. We went through hard times, but we called out to Hashem. Mi Hashem Lokinu, right? Who is like Hashem? He's close to us whenever we call to him. Hashem saw our suffering. He heard our tefillos. Remember, this is the parsha we also say on Leil HaSeder, when we are painting the magnificent masterpiece, which is the story of the Jewish people. This is the parsha, Parsha's Bikurim, that we read. Hashem hears our tefillos. Vayotzi'inu Hashem Mitzrayim b'yad chazakom v'zron natiyav v'morah gadol v'sosim ofsim. And Hashem took us out. B'yad chazaka v'zron natuya v'morah gadol v'sosim ofsim. How did he take us out? In what fashion? So the Netziv says, Yad chazaka, the Haggadah says, Chazal say, Zua dever. Why is dever Yad chazaka? So the Netziv says, because it was at that time that those who did not want to leave Mitzrayim, they did not want to be part of the continued march of the Jewish people. They were satisfied. Let's just, you know, things have gotten better. Once Moshe Rabbeinu showed up on the scene, right, the Jews now are more respected. The slavery is, what do you call it, at this point. We're not suffering, right? Remember, it took place in stages. Already by the time of Rosh Hashanah, the real physical torment, right, and begin to stop, and that increased. They weren't free yet, but we're in Mitzrayim. It's okay. It's fine. It's not a problem. There are those who didn't want to leave. What happened? It says the Netziv, the Yad Chazaka that Chazal referred to, Zua Dever, that's a reference to the Rishayim who died during Makas Koshech. They didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. We're okay. That was the Yad Chazaka. The Zro Netuya Zu Acherev, is the Netziv. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated, right? Orchestrated. There was machlokis, there was dissension in the ranks between Paro and his people, and what he called, let the Jews go, not let the Jews go. And so there was internal civil war. internal civil war between them. This enabled, right, the possibility of the Jews not being killed, right, by the Mitzrayim when they realize they're losing. Let's just kill the Jews and get over with. The Medrash compares it to a brute holding a little bird in his hand, and someone wants to free the bird, but if you try to grab the bird away from him quickly, he'll clench his fist, snap the bird's neck. But if he's so busy being beaten, he can't focus on what's in his hand. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating history in order to perpetuate the Makos, protect the Jewish people, and those who don't want to leave. You're not part of the journey. Yad Chazaka, Zeruah Netuya, Mora Gadol. The Jewish people left the Mora Gadol. Right? Mora Gadol. Once again, says the Netziv, Mora Gadol Zu Gili Shechina. That's what the Chazal say. Remember it from Haggadah Lil Seder. Zu Gili Shechina. Says Netziv, this was Makbia Daitom V'Nafshon. They saw Gili Shechina in the midst of all this. And it made them aware, it made us aware, it made the Jewish people aware. Hashem is revealing His presence in the midst of all this. Right? We're special. We have a mission. Yad Chazaka, Zeruah Netuya, Mora Gadol, Ba'osos V'Mofsim. Once again, says the Netziv, upon what Chazal say, also Samofsim Zehamate, the Mate which was created Ben Hashmashos, something uniquely created during twilight between the end of 6 days of creation and the entry of Shabbos, to show the uniqueness of the Jewish people. They have serving them a Mate in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. That reveals our mission to the world. The Gilui Shechina reveals it to us. We see the Gilui Shechina. We recognize we're part of a grand, grand mission. And the Mate reveals how unique we are to the rest of the world. Continues Parshas Bikurim. Vayvi'en lo amokom hazeh. The Itamlanu is Ha'aretz Hazos Eretz Zovas Cholovudvash, says the Adair Seyel, says the Gra. First it mentions, Vayivinu Al-Mokom Hazeh, Sabisa Mikdash. And then afterwards it tells the Vayitan Lanu is Ha'aretz Hazos. The order is incorrect. First we came to Eretz Seyel, then after we build the Vayitan Mikdash. No. That's true. Chronologically it's true. But at the level of priorities, the goal is to live in Eretz Yisrael and create a place for the Shekhinah to dwell. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is mentioned first. Our priorities. And, right, V'ata, and now, says the Pasuk, V'ata hinehi veisi, esprishis pri adama, shenasata li, Hashem v'nachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha v'shtachavis l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. Says the Sfarno, V'ata, now, Me'achash yadati ma'rav tuvcha v'chastacha aleinu. I recognize, Hashem, your goodness, your graciousness, your kindness towards us. You made us into a great nation, one that's worthy of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. You took us out of the land of Egypt, so that we can receive this matana, a special matana. V'inei hevesi esreishis priya adama asher nasata li Hashem. I brought the best, the first of my fruits, to show my thanks to you. L'seis toda l'shimcha aleha. That's what I've done. I'm not asleep. I'm aware what you're doing for me, what you've done for me, and what you're doing for me. Samachta v'chol ha-tov, shenosnacha Hashem lo kechol, l'veischa, atov, alevi, v'ager, asher b'kirbecha, and you shall rejoice bechol hatov, says Netziv, shel hanefesh v'haguf yachad. Rejoice in the plenty, the bounty that Hashem has given to you. Rejoice in your recognition that Hashem has elevated you. He's made you into a unique nation. Sha'ata margish gedulas hanefesh be'elokus. Interesting enough, samachta v'chol hatov, right? Ulaveischa, right? Remember, the pasuk says samachta v'chol hatov asher nasna Hashem lekecha. Ulaveischa. Says the Meshech Chachma, such an interesting statement. A person's bias is his wife. You can read that from the Sifrei. Ubi'isha kosov, right? An isha, by woman, it says, a wife takes a neder, not to listen to music. The Baal, the husband, can be made for that neder. Why? Because it's inui nefesh. The pleasant strains, right, of the music are important for the Simchas Chaim, for the Keres HaBayis. She has so much on her head, creating the canvas of the Jewish home. If she takes a neder, she's not going to listen to music. A husband can be made for it. Why? Because this is ma'ana, her nefesh. It crunches her nefesh. It afflicts her nefesh. And that's something between the two of them. Husband, where will he be without his wife, creating an atmosphere because of all of her ability, as it were, to be able to go from thing to thing, and take care of this, take care of that, among all her other jobs that she might find outside of the home, whatever the case may be. This is not a plug for one system or another. But Lamaisa, she creates the ambience of the home. As he says, says the Meshech Chachma, he says, that's inui nefesh. V'lachein, etzel ishto, mahave kol hatov, v'yomer zu shira. Samachta v'chol hatov. You and your house. Your house is your wife. Your wife fills your house with song. I'm not getting into the halachic parameters of when and who's there. I'm not talking about that. But the happiness, the song of life. Rejoice, rejoice. But you have to have the picture clear first. Who gave this to you? What are you here on this earth for? There are people who will try to prevent you from fulfilling the mission that Hashem wishes to give it to us. There's the loved ones, the Arami Ovid Ovis. There will be difficult situations in life, but Hashem will respond to our tefillah. And at the end, sometimes of a very long road of difficulty, we come to, in this world, Eretz Yisrael, the place of the fulfillment of the Torah in its highest form, the place where we rejoice together, guf, together with nefesh, in this world. That's the big picture. Right? But then the parsha continues. Parsha continues and talks about Bir Meisters. Right after Bikurim, at the end of the third year, the end of the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person makes a declaration that he has been exact in his halachic rectitude. He has been careful. He has fulfilled all the mitzvos that have to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, with Kedushas Haaretz. Yisachalea laaser es maaser tvuascha b'shana shlishi shnasa maaser v'nasata la'levi la'ger la'yasom la'almana achlu b'sharecha v'saveu. You've given, you've been mafresh, the truma, the meiser, the truma's meiser. You've given to the kohen, to the levi, you've given to the almana v'ger, meiser ani, etc. You brought your Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it there. V'amar to the Snei Hashem Elokecha, bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis, v'gav nesatid la'levi, la'ger, la'yasom, la'amona, k'chol mitzvoscha asher tzivisani, lo avarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. I have not forgotten one of the details I've not eaten the Meister Sheni lo achalti ba'oni mimenu in a state of avilus where it's usher for me to eat them. I haven't eaten when it's tamei. I've done exactly what's the right thing to do. And therefore Hashem, here in this aretz, hashkif melon kotshecha, peer out upon us from your holy abode above. Uvoreches am chisrael v'sa'adom ashen asata lanu. Bless us, the Jewish people, and the land that you have given to us. Kasher nishbat l'avoseinu eretz zavas cholav udvash. Bikurim is the big picture, but the big picture has to be, as it were, defined by the fulfillment of halacha to the T in Eretz Yisrael. Both things. There's the magnificence of the tapestry of life. There's the magnificence of our watching the unfolding of the epic tale, as it were, of the Jewish people, the destiny of the Jewish people, from Arami Ovid Ovi to have come to this land that you've given to me. And I recognize the good you've done for me. And what do? You also make a point of saying, in Bir Maestris, I have been careful with applying Hashem's will, i.e. the Torah, to all of the experiences, to all of the actions, to all of the objects, to all of man's experience. I have colored it with the Torah. I have been halachically careful. This is extremely crucial. Extremely, extremely crucial. You'll excuse me, but the Pope gave an address this past week, and some people criticized it. He talked a little bit about the Jews. I'm not want to listening to the Pope's address, believe me. I'm sure it's probably not even permissible to listen to, but I saw it being reported that some were saying that it might be problematic in terms of the way he referred to the Jews, right, as being, you know, that they accepted the Bible, the Ten Commandments, whatever he said, what do you call it, at Sinai, whatever he talked about, but that's not the real success. The real success is the encounter afterwards with whoever. These two parshias, right, are diametrically opposed to this worldview. The big picture. Forget the details. Forget the details. Forget the details. It's only the big picture that counts. And unfortunately, there are many, right? Unfortunately, also, the numbers are dwindling. And that's a loss of every Jew. But there are streams within Yahadus that really have taken this approach as well. The big picture, tikkun olam, whatever that means, right? The details are irrelevant. It's only the broad gestalt that's important. Details are irrelevant. This is the essence, really, of Christianity. The big picture, the encounter. We've spoken about it before. I don't want to get lost in the roundabouts, but we've spoken about it before in our Chazal in the Medrash. Contrast the dream of Yaakov with the dream of Paro. Medrash appears twice, once in the Parsha of Vayetze, once in the Parsha of Miketz, where the respective dreams take place. And there it contrasts the fact that in Yaakov's dream, Hashem is nitzav alav. Hashem is above him, keeps standing upon him. In Yaakov's dream of a ladder that reached from the earth to the heaven and from the heaven to the earth. In Paro's dream, Paro is omed al ya'or. Paro stands above the ya'or, above the Nile, which is a deity of his. Says the Medrash, Ru'u ma'bein ha-tzadikim le-rashayim. Look at the difference between the tzadikim and the rashayim. Ha-tzadikim, Elokeim miskayim aleihem. Miskayim aleihem. Rashayim heim miskayimim al Elohim. It's not just we're right and they're wrong. It's not just we have our approach, they have their approach. These are diametrically opposed approaches. In the avoda of Klal Yisrael, we are the children of Yaakov Avinu. Elokeinu miskayim aleinu. Hashem is mitkayim. He receives reality. He receives revelation upon us. We carry his presence in the world because every time we come in, have an encounter, excuse me if using the word, right? Every time we have an encounter with an object, with an experience, be it pleasant or perhaps not very pleasant at all, with people in our dealings, we color it with Hashem's will. It's called the Torah. It's called the halachos, the mitzvos. The being together with Hashem in using his Torah on every moment of every nanosecond of life. In that way, he's miskayim aleinu. That's our job, to carry his presence in the world through every experience. Aval rishoyim, heim miskayim aleinu. They serve their deity to give them, themselves, further greatness, existence, expansion, a way of perhaps even giving themselves. Like the communists said, religion is the opiate of the people, just to make us happy. Right? So we think this, we will manufacture a God who will give us the life, the satisfaction, right? But our life's not going to change per se. Not every moment is going to be dedicated to doing, right? Coloring it through Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim, tovim. Every moment is mine. Every moment is mine. And I'll say, holy, right? Hail! I'll say whatever I'll do in all of their dogma so that I can feel good, right? Because after all, he's allowing me to continue on my path. I remain forever in my egocentric universe. I never exit my egocentric universe. I never enter into a God-centric universe. I remain small. This is a point to ponder. And really, all of the attempts to distort what Yahadus is are really just offshoots of the same approach. They are. What can I say? You see it. You see it. I'm not, God forbid, saying that the people take this approach are not Jews, chas v'chalila. They are Jews. But the path leads to a vaporization of Yahadus. Because what you pick and choose, what works for you, has left you at the center. Big picture, the specifics, we need both. The magnificence of the, as it were, the holy, impressionistic painting of the universe. A glorious picture of Havdil, a Renoir, with small brush strokes, with dots. Sarah, a magnificent picture of our life, of our history, of our involvement with the Creator. Parshat Bikurim, our fulfillment of the halachic application of the Torah to every aspect of life. In this case, we're talking about an agricultural aspect. Yom Maestros. Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is Slichos. the rock bed foundation of Slichas of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Let's examine this for a moment, and we'll see a big picture, and we'll see specifics as well. In Hashem's relationship with us, He is the grand conductor. If perhaps all of what we discussed before, the symphony of man's deeds, we've used both an artistic motif and now a musical one, the symphony of man's deeds. But sometimes the symphony goes awry. It needs a conductor to bring them back into cadence. The backdrop of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim is, as a Chazal referred to it in the Gemara, Da'amar Ula Aluva Kala Shazinsa Bekerev Chupasa. How lowly, how shamed, how degenerate is the Kala who is Mizana, right, in the midst of her Chupa. Can we think of anything more abhorrent? Can we think of anything more grotesque? That a Kala, as she's stepping forward towards her Chupa, a holy, holy, unique moment, she turns to see perhaps someone in the crowd that appeals to her. And she steps off the runway and disappears with that individual and then comes back expecting to be able to enter into the chuppah. But is there anywhere to go from there? There's nowhere to go from there. And therefore, Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu a level of Hashem's love for us, which is ununderstandable in human dimensions. If the story that I just described were to take place in the events of people of flesh and blood, is there any way to go, anywhere to go from there? There's nowhere. How can you build a relationship? Instead, Hashem reveals a level of love to us which is beyond our ability to be able to wrap our heads around it. And that level of love is so deep and so unending that even something of the nature of Aluva Kala, Shezinsa Bekerev Kupasa, the Jewish people, created the Egel HaZav and served it in the midst of the experience of Matan Torah, and yet the Gimel Midas Harachamim can overcome all of that. I would say, as a brief prologue, Chazal say on the Pasuk, Vayav Hashem al Panav Vayikra, the end of the Pasuk is Hashem, Hashem, Kilrachim, Lachanan, etc. Vayav Hashem al Panav Vayikra, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Vayav Hashem al Panav Vayikra, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Nil Molei Mikra Kosov, if not for the fact that Pasuk wrote it, Yi Efshel Omro, it would not be permissible for us to say such a description. Melamed Shinisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishliach Tzibur V'Hera Lo Lamosha Seder Tefila Omer Lo Kol Zman Shisrael Chotim V'Osu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh Vani Mocha Lehem. Rabbi Yochanan HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in a prophetic vision to Moshe Rabbeinu as a shliach tzibur wrapped in his talis. And he said, when the Jewish people follow this methodology, I will forgive them. So clearly we're talking about the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and then when we understand them and we say them and we mean them as a tefillah, that Hashem should reveal himself in such a fashion, it has this tremendous effect. But also the terminology used here, Yasu lefonai kaseder hazeh, they should do kaseder hazeh. And this is something that the Gaoni mentioned, that the Talmud Dvora mentions, the idea of, just as you see that Hashem forgave the Jewish people under circumstances that we seem unforgivable, we have to try and follow to the best of our ability, especially at this time of the year, especially this time of year when we're calling out to Hashem through the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, to follow suit and try to deal with our fellow as best as we can using these midos. The midos of what the Rosh refers to, the Yud Gimel Midas HaVitur. Vitur means, okay, it's okay. It doesn't mean generally Hashem says, you're okay, I'm okay, it doesn't make any difference, it's California, right? It doesn't make a difference to you. Hashem is not a Vatran. But here, under these unique circumstances, he is Mevater. Not to demand. No, you did this, this is the punishment, this is the payment, this is what you deserve, and this is what you're going to get. So I say the Gaonim, if we wish to be Zoche, to the godless, to the process of the Yigimonis HaRachamim, we have to deal with one another, to one degree or another, using those same mitos. Ya'asu, they should do Lefanai Kaseder Azeh. It doesn't mean that everybody can do whatever they want to everybody else, and everybody else should just say, oh, it doesn't make any difference, right? There are mitzvahs of tochacha, when one hurts another. But let's add this into our worldview as well. The less that we are makpid on one another, the greater is the ability for us to merit, to be zocha, to the vitur, to the non-hakpada of the Borei Olam, on the infractions, or perhaps that's too soft a word, to the transgressions that we have been committed in our world. So certainly this time of year, it's a point to ponder. The midos. We're going with the gra that the midos are start from kale, and they end with vinake. Kale, 1. Rachum, 2. Chanun, 3. Erech Apayim, Letzadikim Hashoyim, that's 4 and 5. Two different things. Rav Chesed, 6. Emes, 7. Notzer Chesed, La'alofim, right? Notzer Ovon, Bofesha, V'chato, V'nakei. Right? Briefly, Hashem, Hashem, the two names of Hashem, this is the introduction. Kodem Shiyechta, V'ach Shiyechta, V'yase Tshuva. Hashem, Hashem, who is Mahaveh, he gives existence, he gives reality to everything. It's there before we sin, because the knowledge is that man can't live exclusively in a world of din. So therefore Hashem's Rachamim accompanies us as we enter into creation. And not only that, but post the sin, and we need to be recreated, as it were. We destroyed our world. We do tshuva, we start again. This is the global picture. Hashem is there with us, knowing that real sin is with us after we've sinned and done tshuva, and he recreates our world. Kale, the shame of Hashem. The shame of Hashem, which, as the Talmud Torah teaches us, is a shame associated with chesed. But the word ale means power. That same lovin, remember, Arami Ovid Avi, when he caught up with Yaakov, he says, Yishle el yadi, I have the power in my hand to destroy you. But after all, the Borei Olam came to me last night and said, I did not touch you. Power. In our view of things, that seems incompatible. Power of chesed. But it's teaching us that the source of all the kochos that we see revealed in the world, all the power of Hashem's will as we see revealed within the world, the source of it is his will to do chesed, to give. That's the source. Sometimes we understand it, sometimes we can't wrap our head around it. Bechlal. But it is the source. It is the source, and that's why everything Hashem does is ultimately good. It may not all be sweet in our experience, it may be very bitter, but it's all good, and one day we'll even taste the sweetness of it. Rachum. Hashem has Rachmanis. The person is beseder most of the time. He messes up. Hashem's Rachim. He deserves Rachim. After all, in general, he's got his great port of Hendrich. is 3.8, you know, I botched at the quiz. Okay, let's be merachim, let's find a way, you know, etc. Chanun, matnas chinam. That's even for the people who ostensibly, they don't have that much going for them. Hashem gives them matnas chinam. Again, this doesn't mean that it doesn't make a difference what we do, right? But this is an attitude, this is an approach, this is a way to bring us back, right? To bring us back into creation. This is the methodology that carries us from the first Shem Hashem, right, to the second Shem Hashem, because He's there for us. Therefore, within this context, we do tshuva, our world is recreated. Erech Apayim. Two midos. Erech Apayim means Hashem's revelation of self to us. He doesn't make immediately apparent. The tzaddikim don't receive their reward in this world because this is small change compared to what they're entitled to. Erech Apayim, He doesn't give them reward in this world. He doesn't pay them off in the small change. And to the Rishayim, He doesn't immediately punish them with the hope that they'll do tshuva as they recognize, you know, why am I doing this? Why? And I'm successful. What am I doing with my life? And even if they don't wake up and they've received so much reward in this world, but there are ways of cleansing them even afterwards, which we'd rather not experience. Erech Apayim. One to tzaddikim, one to rishayim. Rav Chesed. If we're equal, again, and then the Rambam teaches us, we're not just counting. We're Benonim. We, as it were, one day the Yetzer Tov guides us. Oh yes, holy, holy, holy. One day the Yetzer Hara guides us. Up and down, like the oscilloscope with its crests and its troughs. Up and down, the waves go up and down, up and down. Hashem leans towards chesed, just saying that we're essentially good. Again, this is not a freebie, but this attitudinally creates the ambience within which we do tshuva. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. You stepped out of your spacesuit. If you're in a world of din, you stepped out of your spacesuit. So what am I going to say? Did you mean to do it or not? And did you do it? That's it. The emes ma'ameis havtachos Yisrael yagiu letikun. Hashem authenticates His commitment that we will reach success in achieving our goals, what He wanted for us. What does this mean? Think of it in combination to the next midah. Notes of chesed. Right? I'm sorry, the meter before. Rav Chesed ve'emes. Really, it should be the other way around. Rishonim asked the question, emes, that's the plan, that we should be worthy of it. And then Rav Chesed, when we mess up, so Hashem has to lean in the direction of Chesed. When the scales are equal, okay, we'll lean in the direction of Chesed. When they're perfectly balanced, we'll lean in the direction of Chesed. But it's no, Rav Chesed ve'emes. Why? Because even after Hashem needs to employ Rav Chesed, nonetheless, it's within the realm of Emes. It's not a total freebie. It's similar to what we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Melech Ohev Tzedaka U'Mishpat. We don't want a freebie. Because if Hashem was going to give us just a freebie, He didn't have to bring us to this world. He could have left us basking in the spiritual Riviera. The whole concept of bringing us down to a world where things are not clear is that we should give birth to ourselves, we should create ourselves, we should struggle, right? With all of the events that we need to struggle with. Nurture, nature, temptation, all of those things, right? Lack of clarity. We struggle in this world. And by struggling, we give birth to ourselves. We deserve, because we've worked for it. Lafum tzara agra, according to the amount of toil, so too is the reward. Because if it were just to be a freebie, why bring us down here? He was basking in the spiritual Riviera in heaven. It's Rav Chesed, but still it's Emes. It's Melech Oed Stoka, but still Mishpat. We haven't left that realm of deserving, of it fitting into the construct of receive, reward, payment. Payment. Right? Not dole, not welfare, not a handout. You receive payment for a job well done. Why I need to employ Rav Chesed? True. But you still receive in the realm of Emes. Notzer Chesed. Pasuk says, Notzer Tena Yochel Pirya. Pasuk in Mishlei. You guard, you shelter, you take care of the fig tree, the fruits you'll be able to enjoy. Hashem is Notzer Chesed. He guards the Chesed, the kernels of Chesed that he feels, Kom Yochel, feels, that he associates with the Avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the Avos as being those who did Kaviyachla Chesed for him. They brought his presence in the world. Zocher Chasdei Avos, we say in the Shemun Esrei. Always before the Rabbon Shomar are the Chasdei Avos, the Chasadim the Avos, Hila Chesed for Hashem. Because in a world where things are not completely clear, the person chooses to give, to reveal the presence of the Creator. Each one in his Midah. Abram in his Chesed, Yitzchak in his Yira, Yaakov in his Emes. He revealed the presence of the Creator in the world. This Hashem considers a Chesed. He's Notzer Chesed. He guards that Chesed, that kernel of Chesed that's inside of every one of us. But not just for those of us who are more plugged in. Lahalafim. For so many of the Jewish people, guards that pintala. Each one, you have a kernel of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov inside of you. Oh, you've buried it under tons of trash. But I'm guarding that kernel. No say Avram. Vafesha. V'chata'ah. Hashem bears, like Tomer Dvorah says, he bears the Avram. Every time a Jew, as the Tomer Dvorah explains, every time someone does an Avera, he creates a malach, what they call a malach habala. He creates a reality of destruction. Just as when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a praklit, a force that ki'ilu speaks on his behalf, a milit yosha. With every Avera chalila, he creates a force whose natural sustenance in the metaphysical world is the consumption of the soul who made him. Hashem supports, feeds, as it were, this force until it can be vaporized by our tshuva. He is no say avon, he bears the avon, because there are repercussions, there are ramifications for every act that we do. Nothing that a person does is for naught. It can create a positive force. It can create, God forbid, a very negative one. He's no say avon. Avonos are averas that a person does. But maze it. I can't control myself. You understand, of course, Hashem. That's why we lie to ourselves, right? It's okay, right? I can't control it. I do it. But maze it. I don't want to rebel against Hashem. But I do it. But maze it. Pesha. That's a merit. I don't want to be told what to do. These are two forms of the Yetzer Hara. Perhaps one more leading the direction of desire. I can't stop myself. And the other one in the form, I don't want to be told what to do. I want to run my own life. I'm in control. I'm still living in my egocentric and not in a God-centric universe. Pesha. And a chait is a shkaga. But that's also got its own problem. In some ways, it's actually even more problematic. I didn't do it on purpose, which is I don't really care. I'm not thinking about it, right? I'm not thinking about it. Oh, I forgot it was Shabbos. Oh, I wasn't. I didn't know that. Yeah, maybe this is not kosher. I wasn't thinking about it. It shows a lack of love. It shows a lack of appreciation. It shows a lack of connection. It's true. And other than an amazing, or obviously terrible here is much worse. But the chait has that unique thing of like, I don't care. I'm apathetic. I'm not sufficiently grounded. If it really, as my mother let us show me, she rest in peace, sorry, but she always used to say, right, used to bug me out of my gazoo when I was younger, but as I got older, I realized she was right. If you really care, you don't forget. Manese. Chato v'nakei, the last mitzvah. V'nakei, say Chazal, person does tshuva. What type of tshuva over here? We're talking about tshuva mi'ava. Before, we were talking about tshuva mi'Europe. Tshuva mi'ava. V'nakei, it cleanses everything away. Why? Because it's not just when I detach myself from the Avera. I'm an idiot. Why did I do it? So it remains part of the fabric of the universe, but no longer associated with me so much. Like the Mesillas Yesharim uses terminology, Akiras HaRatzon, Akiras HaMaaseh. When I remove my Ratzon, I don't want to be associated with this anymore. It was a stupid thing I did. Okay? So it exists there, this black hole in the tapestry of the universe. But it's not directly associated with me. And Hashem will deal with it the way He deals with everything. But when I do Tshuva Me'ava, as Chazal teach us, Zdonos Nasas Lo Kischuyos. Why? Because the rejection of what I did in the past becomes the energy that is now transformed into light. Pasuk says in Zechariah, Darachta Li Yehuda Keshes. Yehuda is like it's pulling back on a bow. You pull back on a bow, you pull back on a bow, you pull back on a bow. You're pulling the arrow in the wrong direction that you want it to go. But you eventually let go. The arrow goes further than it would have gone had you never pulled back in the first place. When the relationship, when the relating to the sin supplies me with greater energy in my return to Hashem, I transform that black hole into light. The black hole is cleansed away. The big picture, Hashem, Hashem. He's there in our creation before we sin. He's there to recreate us and our world after we sin. And then, Yud Gimel Mi'as HaRachmim. Kel Rachma Chanun Erech Hapayim Rechesed Ve'emes No Techesed. Right? La'alofim No Se'avon Ofesha V'chato V'nakei Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel is the gematria of Echad. The pratim are necessary in order to reveal the oneness of Hashem. There's no such thing as just a global picture without pratim. This is true, as we saw before, in our observance, in, as I want to refer to as the symphony of man's deeds, and it's true from the vantage point of the great conductor of all, the Borei Olam. The big picture and the specifics. And that's why the end of the story of Yud-Gimel Midos in Parshas Kisisa ends with Reishis Bikurei Admascha Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha Mitzvah Shel Gedi B'Chalevi Mo. Bikurim, big picture, and one, right, which needs its own explanation, but not for now, one specific demand is the Iser Basa V'Chalav. This is what the Rosh Chacham was referring to, I think. The relationship between Bikurim and the Yigimel Mitzvah Rachmer. There's a Maamar HaMuzgah here at the bottom. Look at it, right? I think you'll find it interesting, but it's not for now. You should have a great Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, when Slichas start, I hope that this was useful. And Hashem should bless us and all the Jewish people with wisdom, with insight, with clarity, with the ability to struggle to change that we've erred and to take the kochos that Hashem has given us and develop them further, further, further in our service of Him in this world. Amen.